Time for our Madison Dawson Camby Library Show here on Q92, and we have a special guest with us today. Her name is Katie Stearns. Katie is a romance author, and she's going to be at the Dawson Public Library on Monday, October 17th, and Madison Public Library on Monday, October 24th, and she joins us to talk about her romance novels. Good afternoon, Katie. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. And romance novels are right up my alley, Katie.
So. Yeah, that's your genre.
So we should get along well then and have a good discussion. My wife would probably disagree with that.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, thanks for joining us. And we're excited to have you at the Madison and Dawson Libraries coming up. And I understand yesterday you were at the Camby Library. So why don't you just introduce yourself to our listeners, Katie?
Sure. My name is Katie Palmreiter. My pen name is Katie Stearns. I'm from originally the Sartell area in St. Cloud. And then I got married and met my husband, and we moved to the Duluth area, had a couple kids. And 2 years ago, we moved to this area. So we live in Clarkfield. And I've been releasing a few books this year, so I'm glad to talk about them today.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about how you got started in writing romance novels, Katie. How'd that start for you?
Well, I've always written, just kind of always have stories in my head no matter where I go or what I'm doing. It's kind of the default setting in my brain. So I have started probably hundreds of stories over the years. And I think it was about a year and a half ago that I kind of realized that it was my default setting to just write stories in my head, or, you know, to start them at least. And I kind of thought, maybe that's a sign that I should really try to go for it. So this year I published 2 books, and I'll have a third one out this week.
Oh, wow. So 2 books in a year and another one coming up, huh?
Yeah, I've been busy.
That's pretty good. Tell us, how do you do that? You just do the old-fashioned way, the pen and paper, or you sit at the computer and just start writing, or how does that work for you?
Yeah, I use a computer.
Okay.
And just my laptop or whatever on Word or Google Docs. And I used to think that I was like very, like I used to plan everything out. And now I'm realizing that I have sort of a general overview. And when I sit down to start a chapter or pick up where I left off, like I don't really have a plan. I just sit down and write. So,
nice.
So the characters kind of just take over a little bit, and that's probably the best way to do it, I think.
Okay. Well, tell us about a couple of your books then and what they're about.
The first one I wrote and published was On the Dotted Line, and that one took me 4 years to write.
Oh, okay.
Mostly just because I had a couple kids in there and, you know, was one that I just sort of messed around for quite a bit of time on. And when I kind of realized I wanted to publish it, then I really buckled down and finished it. But,
okay.
That one is sort of a grumpy sunshine kind of trope.
What?
It's about a grumpy sunshine, which is like the male character is very grumpy and gruff and moody. And the heroine is very funny and quirky and happy. So they're sort of that foil for their characters. And
oh, nice. Okay.
It's funny to just put those types of characters together and see what happens. It's about a marriage of convenience. So he needs to get married to get access to a bank account or a trust fund. And she basically is just really down on her luck and needs a hand up. So they sort of agree to get married and as basically strangers. And by the end of the book, they aren't strangers anymore. And there's a twist in there about his past and stuff, too. So that's that one. Water Under the Bridge, I published back in May. That one took me about 10 months to write.
Okay.
Much quicker that time.
Wow.
And that one is sort of a tearjerker. It's very deep, emotional. So if there's, I don't know, some people really like to read books that just sort of emotionally tear them apart. It's one of those books.
Right, okay.
And that one's just about a recently divorced woman who moves in next door to a single dad. And they both sort of have grief in their past, and they sort of help each other through it. So, okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what's the book that's going to be released? What'd you say, next week already?
This week,
oh,
on
this
Wednesday.
Week. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess tomorrow.
And what's that one about?
This one is called There's No Place Like Nome. It is loosely inspired by Dawson, with all of the gnomes there. And it's actually my first Christmas story that I've ever written. So it's a holiday romance and takes place in fictional Larkspur, which I base sort of on Dawson and Montevideo. And it's about this woman who gets stranded in a small town the week of Christmas, and she has to wait for her car to be fixed, and she stays at the local inn. And the guy who runs it is super nice, and like she ends up meeting his family, and they sort of take her in for the holidays. And she sort of has to decide whether, you know, she wants to go back to her life in Minneapolis or if she wants to try to stay and find a new home there. So.
Okay. Now, these three books that you have written, are they? Do you take some out of your own life experiences, or just kind of made up in your mind?
I think as I'm writing more and finishing more books, because I've started so many, that I'm starting to pull more from my life. And like there's a character in There's No Place Like Nome who is named Lindsay, and that's based on one of my best friends, Lindsay, and.
Okay.
So yeah, just little things. I try not to be
nice.
too obvious, but
okay.
I did ask her permission if I could use her name, you know, in the book. So.
Oh wow! All right. How does one get a book published? What is the process of that? Is it difficult, or how does that?
Talk about
the steps of getting a book published.
Sure. There's this thing called Amazon. Not sure if you've heard of it. They have a process where you can publish your book on there for free. It goes onto the Amazon website. It goes on to Kindle for free.
Nice.
Which is super nice. The only problem is that because it's free, like there's millions of authors on there. So you're sort of a drop in the bucket if you do it that way. But it's a really easy way if you want to self-publish your book.
Okay.
Which for me, I think is an easier way to go. Traditional publishing, you have to get an agent, like a literary agent, and they have to basically take your manuscript and try to sell it to like a big book publisher.
Okay.
Like, you know, Penguin or Random House or whoever. Mm-hmm. And that can take years. It can take a really long time,
right,
if at all. I think publishers are kind of picky, and they sort of go with trends sometimes. So if you're not writing in the right genre or whatever, then you're sort of out of luck. So,
okay. So Amazon, they'll print your book, put it in book form, and mail it to you? Or how does that work?
Yeah, they print it. I pay for copies and have them mailed to me. And then those are the books that I sell, you know, in shops and like at farmers markets and stuff.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can just buy it off of Amazon and they ship it right to your house like they would anything else. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's a good question. Where can people find your books?
Let's see. My books are in The Gift at Canby, Marks on Main and Dawson. I have them at the Madison Mercantile, Madison. Which I love that place, by the way. I want to live there. Chris showed me around, and I like didn't want to leave.
Yep. Chris and I do a radio show, you know.
Oh.
we call it Coffee at the Merc on Monday
best.
Afternoons. Yeah. It is quite a place. She's done a fabulous job there, hasn't she?
Yes, she has. I also have them at Inkspot in Clarkfield and Java River in Montevideo, as well as La Vintage in Montevideo.
Okay, so they're all around the place locally then. That's great.
They're all over, yeah.
That's good. Any other books in the works?
I'm trying to start the sequel to Water Under the Bridge. It'll be Reese's story, and I'm really struggling with it. Like, I've started it two different times. I don't know. I'm really struggling with
okay.
it, but I'm hoping I'll get it under control. My goal is to hopefully publish that one in like spring, late spring, maybe. But yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Okay. You have a fabulous website, Katie. I was on it this morning, and it's awesome. What is your website? Tell us, our listeners, about it.
You can find my website at authorkatiesterns.com. And I have blog posts on there sometimes. I have the descriptions of my books on there as well, and events and things you can find me at. So you can contact me there, or you can find me on social media as well.
Okay. Well, you have an opportunity to meet Katie herself, and Katie's going to be at the Dawson Library and the Madison Libraries. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Deb called me, the head librarian over there, and she asked me if I wanted to do a library tour, and it is not my cup of tea in that I am not a public speaker. That's why I'm a writer.
Yeah.
I do much better with written word than I do with spoken word, but it's fun, and it's nice to meet people who have read my books or who are interested in them. So yeah, come out and say hi, and pretend I'm not a blushy mess.
Yeah, you'll be at the Dawson Public Library Monday, October 17th from 6:30 to 8. And then the following Monday, October 24th, you'll be at the Madison Public Library from 6:30 to 8. And I'm looking forward to meeting you, Katie, and talk about your books.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks for the time, Katie, this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Paul.
Yep. That's Katie Stearns, a romance author. And once again, you can meet Katie in Dawson on the 17th and Madison Libraries on the 24th. And that's another Madison Dawson Canby Library Show for this week.